Matthew 9:2013. Talofa lava. Si ou alofa, tama matua. The first few months of 2013 have really flown by for me. I know you haven't been feeling well, but I hope this letter finds you in good spirits. I continue my position at the library and still enjoy it very much. It's so nice to be surrounded by so much knowledge. I make new discoveries every time I work, such as a Samoan word book. It's geared towards children, but is really well made for beginners of any age. There are lovely illustrations of animals, clothing, landscapes, buildings, family, food, etc., with their designated Samoan labeling. It also includes an audio CD to help with pronunciation. My mom wants to track down copies to purchase for the family collection. On a related note, I've recently decided that I'd like to try to create a family tree. I was hoping you would be able to help me out. It'd be really neat to have for family reference. Back in January, Andre, my mom, and I went to see Jared Diamond speak in Seattle about his new book, The World Until Yesterday, What Can We Learn from Traditional Societies? It was very enlightening, and I've included an audio cassette recording of the talk for you. I'm looking forward to reading the book. Then in February, I attended an interesting lecture entitled The Hidden Biases of Good People, which examined common ways in which we are fooled by our own brains, so to speak. I have a new girlfriend. She works at my library and is studying social services at the university in Seattle. We're planning to make a trip up to Hurricane Ridge soon for the spring blossoms. I'll take my binoculars and see if I can spot you across the water. This summer, Andre and I are taking a trip down to San Diego to attend a big art convention. I have a friend living in Los Angeles who I'd like to visit along the way as well. I might also make a trip to the East Coast by train at some point. I'm saving my library money for a future international outing, however. I'm not sure where yet, but I'll let you know when the plans are set in motion. I'm also still volunteering at the Space Travel Supply Shop / Writing and Tutoring Center and loving it there. This week we're going to celebrate March 14th, 3.14, with a Pi Day event, which I'll be baking for. I'm sure you heard about the meteor that exploded over Russia. Amazing, scary stuff. Neil Tyson had a lot to say about it afterward. Most emphatically, that it's a perfect wake-up call for people who don't understand how vulnerable our planet is. Hope to see you again soon. Spring seems to be creeping up on us. I hope we have a warm one this year. Tofa soifua. Love, Sean.